The Legacy of the Stars, Chapter 1. The first contact. The night sky was constellated with a myriad of twinkling points, like an emerald and sapphire canvas embroidered with diamonds. At the heart of this celestial tableau, a bluish light stood out, cleaving the darkness with clinical precision. The object's trajectory was fluid, graceful, almost dancing. It inexorably approached the small French town nestled at the bottom of the valley. In a small café, Antoine, a dreamy young man, observed the sky through the window. His gaze was hypnotized by the celestial light that transformed into an incandescent ball, slowly descending towards Earth. A shiver of excitement ran through his body. He was certain that what he was experiencing was not ordinary. The object landed gently in a field outside the city. A door opened, revealing a humanoid figure bathed in soft light. The creature was slender, graceful, with fine features and deep blue eyes. She stood there, motionless, observing the world around her with curiosity mixed with apprehension. Antoine, pushed by an invisible force, stood up and left the café. He walked towards the being from the stars, his heart pounding. The distance between them was closing, and he could now distinguish the details of her face. She was beautiful, of an unreal beauty, like a sculpture carved in light. When their eyes met, Antoine felt a wave of heat run through his body. He felt like he was drowning in the immensity of her blue eyes, as if he could read the secrets of the universe there. Chapter 2. The encounter. A heavy silence reigned, broken only by the chirping of crickets and the rustling of the wind in the trees. Antoine spoke first, his trembling voice betraying his emotion. "Hello," he said, "my name is Antoine. Welcome to Earth." The creature smiled at him and replied in a soft and melodious voice. "I am Aella, and I come from a distant world. I am on a mission of exploration and discovery." Antoine was fascinated by her exotic accent and the musicality of her language. He felt that there was something special about her, something that surpassed human understanding. "What do you think of our planet?" he asked, trying to break the ice. Aella observed the surroundings carefully, her blue eyes capturing every detail. "Your world is beautiful," she replied, "but it is also young and fragile. You have much to learn, and we are here to help you." Antoine was surprised by her words. "Who are you?" he asked, confusion showing on his face. Aella smiled again. "We are the guardians of the stars," she said, "and we have come to share our wisdom with you." Chapter 3. The exchange. In the following days, Antoine and Aella met regularly. They discussed life on Earth and on her home world, exchanging their knowledge and cultures. Antoine was fascinated by Aella's stories about her people's advanced technologies, their philosophy of life, and their deep respect for the universe. Aella, for her part, was moved by the compassion of humans, their creativity, and their love for life. She discovered a world full of contradictions, beauty, and dangers. Their bond grew stronger each day, becoming a deep and sincere friendship. Antoine felt privileged to be the first human to befriend a being from another world. He was eager to share his knowledge with his friends and family, and to contribute to the creation of a better future for humanity. Chapter 4. The sharing. Aella offers Antoine a small blue crystal that glows with a soft light. This crystal is a symbol of their friendship and will allow him to communicate with her telepathically. Aella and her spaceship fly away, leaving Antoine with a heart full of sadness and hope. He knows that he will see her again one day and that their meeting will forever change the course of his existence. Epilogue. Years pass. Antoine becomes an accomplished man, a renowned scientist who devotes his life to studying the stars and searching for extraterrestrial life. He never stopped thinking about Aella and her people, sharing with the whole world the message of hope and peace that she had transmitted to him. One day, as he was observing the night sky from his observatory, Antoine sees a familiar light. Aella's ship is back. Tears of joy streamed down his cheeks as he rushed to the landing site. Aella descends from the ship, accompanied by other beings from the stars. They are all there, to share their wisdom and technology with humanity, to build a better future for all living beings in the universe. Antoine's dream has finally come true. Earth and the stars are now united, and the legacy of the stars shines brightly in the hearts of men. The end.